I could build a studio in it. This place in Titus, how could this still be on the market?
I know. It is hard to believe.
Two full baths, three beds, 1,700 square feet of living space, but it's on 5.5 acres. There is an aerial view of this it's just...
From Eddie's drone.
It's got a dedicated ramp at Lake Jordan, too.
Yeah?
So it's got everything you could possibly want if you want to get away from the city and enjoy this 5.5 acre farmstead. It's fenced in, by the way, and only 40 minutes from Montgomery. Go take a look. They'll be happy to show it to you at eXp Realty. That's a place. I mean, seriously, nice. And then there's a property on Fernway Drive in Montgomery. Now, this house is listed at $450. It's got five beds and five baths. I mean, you could really turn this into a family place. No arguing or no waiting. Five baths, no waiting. Three full and two half baths. Almost 5,000 square feet, but 800 of those square feet are in the kitchen.
Yeah, I know.
What is everybody who loves to work in a kitchen their one thing? Like, we have a nice kitchen. I'm not complaining. But when I'm making something in there, I don't want anybody else in there. I don't want to be bumping into people.
That's like the square footage of a New York apartment.
This, you could do theater cooking in this kitchen. It's that big. Set up chairs and put on a performance. And just in outstanding condition. Beautifully engineered house. Classic beauty. Custom built. And 4,912 square feet of wonderful living space. Plus, Eddie has a really nice property so close to the airport. There's a business idea waiting to take advantage of that property. See it all and more at eXp Realty. And by the way, if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, you've got to give that listing to somebody who is going to work relentlessly to get it sold and get a good price. That's what Eddie Bader and his team do at eXp Realty. 322-0662. 322-0662, and you are better with Bader. Traffic and then SRN News next.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're building just a bit. We've got a good bit of traffic now. East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, 231 out of Wetumpka is putting cars onto Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive. I-65 and 85 light to moderate traffic there, and a good bit of traffic on Highway 31 out of Prattville. No real problems anywhere. Buckle up. Be safe. We will keep you updated. Your good credit, no money down. Get you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords. We're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. I'm Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Has your March madness turned into March sadness? Workplace morale was high. Slacking off was easy. Good times. Until your bracket busted or the off days with no games. But don't worry. Get the new March Madness Office app, filled with exciting office pools to play at work, no matter what's happened with the actual tournament, like March Katniss. Guess which one of your female coworkers has more cat pictures in her cubicle, and find out all the cats' names and add them to your bracket. Right, Mr. Whiskers? Or what about March Fatness? Guess which one of your coworkers keeps stealing people's lunch from the break room?
Oh, no! not again!
And the always fun March Gassness. Who stunk up the unisex bathroom? You know you want to blame one of the guys, but one of the girls in accounting did have Mexican for lunch today. The March Madness Office app. So many ways to get through the week until more basketball action hits. And we can all get back to doing what we do best. Not working.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Former President Donald Trump could soon face criminal charges in New York's hush money payment investigation. Prosecutors have not said when their work might conclude or when charges could come. The former president had said that it could come as early as today, but now a number of media reports are saying that an arrest would not happen today, even though it could come later this week. President Biden has issued the first veto of his administration. With a stroke of his pen, the president rejected a Republican measure that bans environmental or social considerations in investments by the government when making decisions for Americans' 401k retirement plans. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said the veto makes clear Mr. Biden wants to use taxpayers' retirement savings to, in his words, fund his far-left political causes. On Wall Street, Dow futures up by 282 points. This is SRN News.
Inflation is pushing up the cost of just about everything. Food, gas, clothing. But life insurance, which thanks to inflation you need now more than ever, actually costs less today than it did a few years ago. Now is the time to get the insurance you need at a price you can afford. Call SelectQuote now and we'll help you save more than 50% on term life insurance. In a hurry? Don't worry. With SelectQuote, you can get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's right, get up to $2 million in instant, affordable, same-day coverage with no medical exam in under an hour.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-507-2266. That's 1-800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com now and get up to $2 million in instant, same-day coverage with no medical exam. That's 1-800-507-2266.
Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Bruins, and Razorbacks, Hurricanes, Huskies, Owls, Cougars, Wildcats, Aztecs, Spartans, Musketeers, Crimson Tide, Longhorns, Volunteers, 15-seater Tigers ruined your hoop dreams, you got killed, your bracket looks like a crime scene, the Sweet 16.
All right, Sweet 16, and down to the final two in the World Baseball Classic, which is taking place
in Miami tonight at 6 o'clock our time.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
All right. Here's a sports story. Now, we've heard the big flap, and I got my wrist slapped yesterday because of all the fog around this situation involving the Alabama basketball team.
Right.
And what level of culpability their star player may or may not have had. And I'm telling you, you'll get one opinion here, but in the national media, they're not looking at us in a positive light. So what do we have today? Let's go to the New York Post front page. And right below the Donald Trump, maybe they'll arrest him, maybe they won't. Alabama freshman defensive back Tony Mitchell attempted to flee at 141 miles an hour. This happened in Holmes County, Florida. Police wrote in their report that he had admitted to fleeing law enforcement, claimed his passenger, Christopher Lewis, told him to punch him. Well, that's a good excuse. That'll hold it. But here's the thing. Not only did they find 220 grams of pot and a loaded gun in the car, $7,000 in cash.
Mm.
So I will be really interested to see how Nick Saban, as he
handles that.
Let's see. Police attempt to initiate a traffic stop. Well, you really don't want to be stopped by the police when you're carrying $7,000, 220 grams of pot.
Yeah, not a good time to punch it either.
Yeah, right. I'm just checking here quick to see if... Okay. Nick Saban immediately suspended him, and then we'll see where it goes from there. They apparently cannot communicate to these recruits. You are being given a great privilege here.
Oh my gosh.
Especially, full ride, major university.
Alabama? Sure.
And you have the skill that can make you millions of dollars in professional football, and you're willing to throw it away to be a big shot with this?
You got to remember, these are kids.
Yeah. I know. We're going to do a conundrum and give away a Seafood Bistro gift card coming up in a moment, but right now, it's still very chilly.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Prattville is still the cold spot at 31, but MGM is now up to 36 at this hour, and we're on our way to a high of 67. That is still below the seasonal normal of 73, but it's moving in the right direction. We only had 57 for a high yesterday. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow, the amazing warm-up continues. We're headed for the upper 70s, so we're going to add 10 more degrees. Mostly sunny skies. Low to mid-80s on Thursday. I kid you not, more sunshine. And then summer-like on Friday with a high in the mid to upper 80s. So there is a price to pay, as you know, in the springtime. And that will be a storm system that will bring in some strong to possibly severe storms in the overnight hours Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday morning. So a really tough time when people are not connected, not staying in touch, unfortunately. So keep that in mind. Make sure your weather radio is plugged in and on all the time, because it's just as important as a smoke detector. And don't forget, our weather app also has an audio cue as well. You'll hear my voice coming at you when there's a warning. Right now this morning, we have 36 degrees and mostly sunny skies, 813.
Not to sound an alarm here, but that grass is going to start growing faster than you think. John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Be prepared with the reliability and performance of a Kubota zero-turn mower. Excellent control and excellent cut. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Do I feel like I'm qualified to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body? I would say that after going there for 30 years, yeah, I consider myself qualified to talk about Montgomery Paint and Body. You know, it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business. But that's not the way they roll at MPB. As a matter of fact, that's why Donnie formed the business, because he didn't like the idea of paint and body businesses taking shortcuts. Well, they're very meticulous. They're dedicated and consistent and trustable at Montgomery Paint and Body, and that is why, after four decades, they are still in business now. And very trustable. And by the way, tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is your choice. They can't tell you where to have your car fixed. It's a law here in Alabama. Their phone number is easy, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. But really, you should give them a call first and give them the scope of your situation, and then they'll be ready for your visit when you do come to visit them. Donnie, Brandon, Holly, Turner, and all the great people at Montgomery Paint and Body, it's their attention to incredible detail that keep people coming back over the years. They truly are the people that will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
Good morning, beautiful.
Guess what today is?
Flowers for me.
Are the flowers blooming?
Flowers blooming.
Flowers are blooming. The sun's shining.
A vase. Freshly cut flowers.
Oh, who sent me flowers?
You must love flowers.
Can you guess what it is?
It's National Flower Day.
Did you know?
I love flowers.
I love flowers.
Bring me flowers.
It's showtime.
Mentioned a minute about visiting the front page of NewYorkPost.com. At the top is the Trump story. Just below that, to the left, the Alabama football player fleeing the police at 141. He is next to the Clinton poop story. Somebody, and here's the way, look at the headline on this. Fan poops in Iowa near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. Fan of what? Fan of whatever was playing at the Schubert?
Apparently.
Or a fan of them? That is a dangling participle if I've ever seen one.
We're going to try to see a Broadway show if possible while I'm there.
Absolutely got to do that.
Yeah.
Dentist allegedly poisoned wife's protein shakes to start new life. And it gets worse. Stormy Daniels beefs up security over death threats in the Trump case, but she's having a huge spike in dirty merchandise orders.
Oh, she's in the biz.
And for whatever it's worth, Nick Cannon. For whatever it's worth, Nick Cannon says his ex-wife Mariah Carey is, quote, not human, end quote. When you scroll down the front page of NewYorkPost.com. I don't care what day it is. It is the most unbelievable collage or potpourri or whatever you want to call it of headlines from different walks of life that you will ever, ever see.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
What is it?
That's when you have a contest with rules that involves an eventual winner, but that's not important, Rich.
You're welcome.
We're going to do a conundrum here because I've kind of figured out, and it's only Tuesday, this is just a big week of suck when it comes to audience participation.
Big week of suck.
Because you have, you're
Google
doing
it.
Your thing. Yeah.
If you put in week of suck, it says this week.
This week, yeah. Today.
Just a big week of suck.
So the average person says they need three of these. Three of what? 272-9228. Now, you can sit there and take no positive action, or you can reinforce my belief that this is just a week of suck. I would prefer you call 272-9228.
Oh, is it that first one up there? On that screen? Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That first answer.
Okay.
Makes sense?
No.
This is not that hard. And if you're an average person, think of something you need three of.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
It's really
That's
simple.
This whole show, really. We should promote it that way. News Talk 93.1 FM, the morning show. You don't have to overthink. So if you have a guest, call us at 272-9228, 272-9228. And even if you don't have the correct answer, you will be eligible for the grand prize drawing. Jay will put you in that. 272-9228. The average person says they need three of these. But I can't give you more information than that or it'll make it too easy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the food outlet specials here. And I know when I turn around to look at the phone, it'll be filled with call. All right. Food outlet, you're going to love it. I've been shopping there almost 10 full years now. Every Sunday, you'll see me at Coliseum Boulevard around 7:30. And their pricing structure is great because you save on everything in the store, cost plus 10. But in the meat department this week, boneless pork chops are $1.95 a pound. Chuck tender beef roast, $3.99. Okay, no, Shank hams are $1.96 a pound. A Boston butt's only $1.47 a pound. Yeah, yeah. Brian's makes excellent sausage, smoked sausage, two packs for $5.50, and the best soda value in town with all Coke products at $3.33 for a six-pack of the half-liter bottles. Those are large bottles. Awesome deal. Sunny D, the 64-ounce Sunny D, all flavors, $1.47. A pint of grape tomatoes is $1.25, and Mayfield ice cream, any flavor in the 56-ounce container, $2.94. Russet potatoes, a four-pound bag, $2.61. Those are specials on top of cost plus 10% pricing at Food Outlet with locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street west of 31 in Prattville. And again, I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Rich, look.
Hey, you. We
have cajoled them into
inspired several people to call.
All right, so we start with T.S. What does the average person need three?
Greg, it's not called the week of you-know-what. It's called spring break week, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay, I say we need three meals.
That's good.
The answer we need, but a very good guess.
Yep, that's a great guess. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, it's a non-food.
But it's something easy like that.
That's a hint we can give. Roger.
Yes, three pairs of shoes.
Three pairs of shoes is a good guess, but not the winner.
No, it is a good guess.
Very good guess. Yes, and it is an item of some type. The average person needs three of 272-9228. Kathy.
Sunglasses.
Oh, I like that.
Sunglasses is not it.
Oh. All right.
But thank you for trying.
And
see, that's what matters, trying. Steve.
Who's this?
Yep. I think it's essential. We need three Hillary appreciation turds.
Gosh, even Kamala thought that was funny. Three Hillary appreciation turds.
Sounds like a turkey clucking.
Oh, that. Oh, my God.
Oh, somebody went away.
Were we getting yelled at?
No. It was some kind of marketing thing.
All right.
Yeah.
272-9228. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break for some 18-19 news. Mm-hmm. The average person needs or requires three of these. They have to have three to accomplish the goal that these things are designed to help a person achieve.
I have four.
I have three, but I may need reinforcements soon.
What?
272-9228 with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and our undying respect.
18-19 News.
Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers is blasting President Joe Biden for using his first veto to reject a bill that removes ESG policies from being applied to retirement investing. Rogers is calling for woke politics to be out of Americans' savings accounts. The bill from the U.S. Senate and House would have eliminated the Labor Department rule that allows large asset management groups to adhere to ESG values when it comes to financial investing. Last week, Governor Ivey joined 19 other Republican governors in an agreement to leverage state pension funds to force these large asset managers to divest themselves from ESG policies when it comes to banking, lending, and investing. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A new investment is coming to Dothan that's worth $1.6 million. The Advanced Product Solutions Company will be developing procedure kits for operating rooms. The company will develop the 40,000-square-foot Russell Corporation building for manufacturing. This latest project will bring 30 new jobs to the area. And more details emerge about an ATV accident that occurred on Sunday, killing a 13-year-old boy. That fatality has been identified as John Parker Howerton, who is the teenage son of the Slocum police chief, Scotty Howerton. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I think 1819 News has been a great addition to the news tech formula, don't you think?
Oh, mama.
No, yeah, that's one way of putting it. All right, Eric the Dog, we got a conundrum going. The average person requires three of these.
Hola.
Do you know?
How about Q-tips?
Q-tips?
Got them dirty ears.
Yeah. But, you know, you got to be careful with them because sometimes all you do is push it back in.
Yeah.
Deeper. And I got to tell you something. You never, ever want to have to go to an ear doctor for a power rinse. Oh, my God. They have to strap you down.
All right, Joe. Adios.
272-9228. Kathy.
Okay. Email addresses.
Oh, that's
three email addresses.
That's interesting.
Oh.
No? Yeah. That's,
okay.
That's not it, but that's creative.
Yeah, so you say you use four?
Four of these that we're looking for, yes.
And I use three.
I have no idea what the answer is, so.
We got to put it in code, since we were talking about that.
Oh, okay. Two.
Two. So two for you, three for me, and four for Rich.
Yeah.
How many does
four?
Chase? How many does Chase require?
Chase is doesn't use that particular item.
Oh well, you know, after a while they get flat. You kind of have to make a wafer with these things to make them work effectively. We are dropping more hints.
I like them when they're cold.
News talk.
Yes, they have to be. In fact, they have technologies that can keep them that way.
Yeah.
272-9228. Blair. What an exciting name. Hi, Blair.
Oh, good morning, Greg. I'm going to guess pillows.
Blair says the average person requires three pillows, and she is.
That's it. I've got.
How wonderful. Thank you.
I got the Mr. Pillows.
The Mr. My or
mine.
That's great. The, what?
My pillows.
My pillows, yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple of those, too.
You could put them in the washer and dryer, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have one, but I have two on the bed, two extra on the bed.
Yeah.
In case I have company.
You know, it's funny. When I ordered mine and it came in the mail, I'm expecting this, you know, big pack.
Yes.
They roll it.
They have it all.
It looks like a Sunday newspaper when you first get it.
That's right.
It pops out in design.
Then you put it in the dryer and bingo.
Do y'all know that Ollie's is now selling my pillow for $19.95?
Ollie's?
What is Ollie's?
Mm-hmm.
That's a
Ollie's on the Eastern Bypass across from Baumhall.
Oh, it's okay. Kind of like a little.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You know, one reason why a lot of those businesses. Are out of business is because they stop stocking the product
like
and conservatives vote with their feet.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Too bad.
Toes.
Blair, you hang on.
Goodbye, Kim.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon here shortly at 8:26. This is the, you know, we're heading into that season that keeps Rich on his toes with always the potential for severe weather and stuff. All it takes is, though, a good thunderstorm and the right gust of wind to blow some moisture through a shingle. You walk into the room after the water, which will always take its level, shows up with a big, hideous stain. Your first thought is, oh, man, I cannot afford to replace my roof right now. Well, most of the time, that's not what you need to do. You just need to call 800-264-8009 and get the honest diagnosis from Jones Brothers. It's not as simple as saying, well, the leak is here, so the spot that it came in must be directly above. That's rarely the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gets under a shingle, maybe at the peak of your roof, runs down some of the interior woodwork, and then settles in a spot. There is a certain amount of forensics in tracing the origin of the leak. When you need a new roof, use them. They've been doing it for 8 decades. And they guarantee customer satisfaction. A quick tour of their website, jbroof.com, will show you. And they also offer some other terrific services. Siding. Not your grandmother's siding, but real siding that looks great and offers insulation. They do energy-efficient doors and windows. We have had them put screen doors on our house. And it's great because we can circulate the air through the house on a day like this. It's heaven. 800-264-8009 or browse the entire portfolio at jbroof.com. At 8:28, it's time for traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We've got a minor accident in Montgomery Terminal Road at Air Base Boulevard. Use caution there if you're headed into Montgomery on I-65 southbound. Just as you pass the Highway 31 exit and you're heading towards Prattville, we've got an overturned vehicle. We've got a little backup in traffic there. Other than those two problems, everything looks pretty good all over the area. Montgomery, no real problems around the city, just light to moderate traffic. Buckle up and drive carefully. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Spring is on us and summer is quickly approaching. Kickback Ranch and Event Center would like to share our amenities. Whether it would be for your corporate event, church retreat, or just a weekend away with your family. We have cabins, cottages, and RV park with full hookups. Our event center is over 4,000 square feet, a commercial kitchen, and a large back deck overlooking one of our five lakes. Get your family together and make memories. Canoeing, swimming, hiking, and enjoy the scenery at one of the most beautiful places in all the river region. Find us on Facebook or kickbackranch.net. We are Kickback Ranch.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, everybody, this has been a test of the emergency we have our head up our ass broadcasting system.
You know what that pause was?
This has only been a test.
Pregnant.
Pregnant? I think we gave birth to triplets. Well, hey, you know what? It's spring break week and they're playing my song.
You are an idiot.
Let's take a quick look at our news sources to see if there has, by the way, I may send you this. We played a bunch of this yesterday afternoon. It's Tucker, and he's got a complete history of climate alarmists over the years. You remember when the Ice Age was
well,
a thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Tucker has our buddy Joe Bastardi on a lot. And
Joe's very good.
Joe is not gung-ho on all these wild climate ideas.
It's like you say, it's always changing. It has been for years.
Of course it is.
If it hadn't, we'd be under 10,000 feet of ice.
Is the climate changing? Of course. Are we getting warmer? Yeah, of course. But the question is, how much of that is being caused by man? And, you know, and that the jury is out on that.
By the way, so far, no indictment, no arrest, nothing announced. But
I don't think it'll be today.
You've heard of my friend David Blackman, who does the show we visit. Mm-hmm. We call it the Idiocracy on Monday. And in these political times, all of this is being done for, in my opinion, political purposes. And if they don't actively sample, they do focus groups. They get a bunch of people together in their desired demographic and get their opinion. And if they think that this is going to backfire on them, you watch. They'll come up with some reason, whatever. And it won't happen. That's just the way it is these days. But there's another story out there. California is the most self-destructive state. Their school teachers are now going on strike.
Yeah, for the next 3 days, is that right?
Do you know what the average salary of an L.A. school teacher is?
I have no idea. What is it?
Hold your breath, local school teachers. $112,000 a year.
That's the average?
That's the average, yeah. I mean, and they want more in a state that's already got the highest taxes. Unbelievable. David, good morning to you.
Their tax structure, after taxes, their take-home is less than $40,000 a year.
Well, because of the taxes?
Sure. Yeah, but yeah. Hey, look at all the good they accomplished, like reparations, $5 million. I think that's going to cause like a gold rush. You say, hey, we're going to give...
out of the state.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the taxpayers will be leaving while the... They just, every time you think they've done the most insane possible thing, they get worse.
Yeah, and I saw yesterday that the UN released a statement that if we don't do drastic cutbacks on CO2 in the next 10 years, that the world's basically going to come to an end.
Oh, that's why you got to listen to that Tucker clip. There are experts, so-called, saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They've been saying this for years. It's all about money.
Oh, sure. Hey, here we go, Greg. Here's some baseball trivia. I know you will know it, because you're a Yankees fan,
right,
and because I'm a Cubs fan. a individual passed away last week. Who was it that played for the Yankees and the Cubs? First baseman.
First baseman.
Played in the early 60s to the early 70s.
The only baseball player heard of passing away last week was Jesus Alou.
Nope. Joe Pepitone.
Oh, yeah, God. Pepitone. Yeah, I heard about Joe.
Yeah, I heard of it. Yeah.
I read an article.
Do you remember what Joe was famous for? He was the first person to do what?
Bring a hair dryer into the clubhouse.
Bring a hair dryer into the locker room. Exactly.
Right, yeah. He was a character. He was also a very troubled man after his baseball days. Twice arrested. Yeah. Spent time in jail for dealing coke. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he was. He was a very troubled individual, even when he was playing baseball.
This is true.
So, have a good one. Thanks.
By the way, he would be a great sequel to 61. That is an excellent movie for a baseball fan to watch.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
T-Spear.
Well, good morning.
Hey.
Well, in light of the troubles of New York, I'm going to add some to the troubles of Opelika.
All right.
Today at 11 o'clock, I have decided in honor of both President Trump and the J6 prisoners that I'm inviting everybody to join me at the courthouse at the courthouse square, the little park across the street from the courthouse.
Yeah, I've been there.
At 11 o'clock to renew my Pledge of Allegiance and to attempt to sing the national anthem.
Do they still start the school day with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't know. I think they might
Some schools do, but some schools don't. It depends on how impactful idiot parents who have decided that their children don't have to pray
mentioned under God. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lunacy. No.
My opinion on that is any child that doesn't want to say the Pledge of Allegiance, they can sit there. They don't have to. Right. They can sit right there. But if my child wants to say the Pledge of Allegiance, why should my child be denied that honor?
No, they shouldn't. And by the way, thank you for the call, who in their right mind thought we'd ever be even debating this kind of stuff?
I know, right?
Yeah. 8:38 is the time. We'll check back in with Rich on the forecast. But right now, Jay Scott wants to talk about a restaurant. I think you got to have this experience. Even their French fries are the best in town.
He's talking about the Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
And probably those bacon cheddar fries you can get as an appetizer. In fact, if you won a gift card or received one of our gift cards or you know, have a gift card, it's less than $10 to get the bacon cheddar fries. It's fantastic. On the side items, they got their French fries as well. You can get those. God, you can get so many side items with that $10 gift certificate from the Seafood Bistro. Cajun corn, Cajun potatoes, cheese grits, coleslaw, fried okra, hush puppies, macaroni and cheese, the bacon cheddar grits, red beans and rice, onion rings, fried green tomatoes as well. That's all the side items. And all of those you can get for less than $10. Easy. You can get multiples of those if you would like to. Cold days like today, that red beans and rice and the seafood gumbo are going to hit the spot. See everything on the menu at the Seafood Bistro by going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Just Google their name, you'll find them. Or open up the delivery apps on your phone and check out the menu there as well. They open up today and every day at 11 a.m., closed on Sundays. 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500 is their number. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Sorry, I just can't believe some of the weather graphics somebody will post irresponsibly. I'll leave it at that. Our forecast for today, big warm-up is underway and will continue for the next few days. Today, we add on 10 degrees from yesterday with a high of 67, a sun and cloud mix. Partly cloudy, not as cold tonight. We're not going to be teasing the freeze mark. In fact, the overnight low tonight, 43. Tomorrow, the warm-up continues. We'll add 10 more degrees with a high in the upper 70s tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll be in the low to mid-80s on Thursday with more sun summertime, very summer-like on Friday, will be in the mid to upper 80s. Talk about a turnaround from when we had yesterday morning 27 degrees, right? Risk of showers and storms late Friday night. We're talking about the wee hours of Saturday morning. That's where these unresponsible people are posting graphics that they shouldn't be posting. Some of those could be on the strong side. We'll be watching it. Right now, it's 36 at 841.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, Morning Maroon nominees coming up and some shower thoughts.
Do you dream of being a lawyer and bringing justice to the less fortunate and vulnerable? But would you need to keep your full-time job while you pursue your dream of law school? Did you know you can do both with Faulkner Law's Blended Learning Executive JD Schedule? Learn on your own schedule during the week with flexible online coursework, and then come to campus in Montgomery only 2 weekends a month. Learn law, seek justice, on your schedule. Learn more about ABA-accredited Faulkner Law's Executive JD Schedule at 334-604-7600 or law.faulkner.edu.
Aw, man, I have another hangnail. You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails. Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist. Yeah, Shannon, our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions. If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist. Call today for an appointment at 265-7585. Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
In the day, you cast a shadow on the earth. At night, the earth casts a shadow on you.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Welcome as we stumble into our Morning Maroon nominees at 8:43 on this, the 21st day of March. All right, we're going to start out. Guess what state?
Let's say Florida.
Good guess. We have a woman there who went to a McDonald's drive-thru, requested a cheeseburger bundle. Well, they don't have a cheeseburger bundle. No McDonald's does. So when they told her, we don't have a cheeseburger bundle, she pulled a gun.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
They must have buttons at these drive-thrus now where they can immediately notify police.
She was hungry.
There's a menthol Meredith.
She was hungry.
Yeah.
Whip.
Whip. Yeah.
I pulled a gun on him.
Or what do they call it? Hangry?
Yeah.
Yep. When you're hungry and angry.
A suspect facing multiple charges after attempting to escape police custody by climbing into the ceiling. The problem is he climbed into the ceiling right over the interrogation room.
Uh-oh.
So cops have now charged Tazi Mullins with 4 felony counts, including attempted first-degree murder, 2 counts of aggravated assault to a police officer, and being a dumbass. He is now being held without bond. His attempt to escape through the ceiling of a police interview room just did not work out well. Oh, and he was accused of hitting an officer with his car on DeSable Lake Shore Drive. Oh, my goodness. I used to drive by there all the time. And guess what state we're going back to?
I want to say Florida.
Yes. 52-year-old guy from Missouri was in Florida, and I guess visiting there is enough to turn you stupid. He got arrested for keying somebody's car.
Doing what?
Keying somebody's car. His name is Clifford Evers. He's a real estate guy from Springfield, Missouri. Down on vacation, they noticed him standing near a 2023 Nissan Altima, available at Jack Ingram Nissan, by the way, at an incredible price.
Yes.
They're not sure if he had a run-in with the driver earlier, but he had done more than $1,000 in damage to the side of the car with a butter knife. And all of this happened outside a restaurant called the Toasted Monkey. You know how police found him? His name was on the wait list. I guess the Toasted Monkey is very popular. You just don't get a table there.
Yeah.
And that's how cops tracked him down. He admitted to everything, and he described it as a spring break mistake. That's some good ones here today. Who do you like? Who's the dumbest of the dumb?
This lady was really hungry, but her pulling a gun when the cheeseburger bundle was not available.
Yeah. Especially hard to get one when they're not there.
This one sticks out.
Let's give it to her.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
At 8:46, look who's on the phone. It's our friend Julia from Prattville Farm Center. Hey, good morning to you.
Good morning. So is this our last super cold morning for a while, Rich? I gotta know.
You know what? But I'm looking out 16 days on the models and I don't see any more freezes. And we're at the bottom of the ninth inning, to use a baseball analogy. So,
let's knock on some wood and hope we hold steady with that.
Yeah, hopefully this is it. But it was a little ridiculous yesterday morning with 27.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well, nonetheless, you know, it's going to warm up and warm up into the 80s just like that. What should people be thinking about doing?
You know, now, if we're not going to be having any more freezes, you can get out your tomato plants and your pepper plants and get pretty much everything in your garden started. Hopefully we don't have to worry about a freeze. There might be a frost, and then you would need to protect little plantlings, but that's better than freezing.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, it's funny. Winter came in with a roar on the first day, remember? And
then we had that incident at Christmas time. Then February was very warm.
Yep.
And now recently a shocker. So
crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Have you sold all your chicks?
We are out of chicks, but we have turkey poults, we have ducklings, and we have a couple of goslings. And we'll be getting some more chicks in later this week.
If you get a gosling, you should name it Ryan.
Ah! See, that's an actor.
Jay's just rolling his eyes at this point in the morning.
No. It was good.
One of the things you love about Prattville Farm Center is just the overall array of products for any kind of thing you want to accomplish with your lawn or garden. They have some great tools. I have I went out and bought a bulb planter. If you'd like to plant bulbs, you got to get them down to a certain depth. You just step in this thing, give it a twist. It pulls a nice cylinder of dirt out. You put the bulb in, release the dirt back in, done. It takes like 10 seconds to plant each bulb, and you can do all of them in a very short period of time. Things like that also available at Prattville Farm Center. And wonderful people like Julia and Tammy and Randy. Mama's Produce is open, right?
We're getting plants out there. I think we're going to get hard and heavy with it toward the end of April, do a opening weekend, Mother's Day weekend type of thing.
Cool. We need your location and hours.
We are located at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a little bit south of the Uptown McDonald's on 31. We are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5:30, and Saturday, 7 to 2.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you Thursday.
All righty.
Thank you, Julia. Our final traffic update at 8:49.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we had an accident earlier. Terminal Road at Air Base Boulevard. Use caution there. Also got an overturned vehicle on I-65 southbound. This is going to be just south of the Prattville Pine Level exit before you get to the Millbrook exit. Use caution there. We're seeing a little bit of a backup. In Montgomery, light to moderate traffic. We're busiest along East South Boulevard at Woodley Road, Narrow Lane, and Norman Bridge. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook's where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family-owned, family-driven.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
You know LG Tint and Graphics tints vehicles, but they also tint houses and offices. Tinting your home or office will protect your floor and walls from fading, as well as keep your customers cool. Call for a free estimate, 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education.
Healthcare.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by Winning for Alabama.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
I have a retirement plan you might want to join. Hi, it's Greg. I'm not retiring from this radio thing. I love that. But I am retiring from mowing my own lawn. And I picked a great company to do it. Fair price, outstanding result from Turf Stalkers. Founded by young Brian McMahon, who began the company after serving 6 years in the Air Force, I think you'll appreciate that military dedication to detail that I see. Call them at 558-1611. And get the Turf Stalkers team on your lawn. They also do edging, leaf dispersal, pressure washing, and more. That's 558-1611 or look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. I will not retire from admiring the great job they do.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This spring break, there's a curfew in Miami. So now, Girls Gone Wild is Girls Gone Home.
I'm just gonna, like, do my skincare routine, look at my phone for an hour, and then pass out.
Order the DVD set of hot, young college girls calling it a night.
I'm so tired. I don't even feel like having a lingerie pillow fight.
There's no wet t-shirt contest, but she is wearing her brother's old baggy t-shirt with her hair all up in a top knot.
I just want to be comfortable, okay?
Girls Gone Home. It's the part of spring break they don't want you to see.
Ugh, I'm not wearing any makeup. You better use a filter.
854. What was the name of the scumbag that got caught? He used to advertise those videos on late night TV for years. Girls Gone Wild.
But the
guy that produced him.
Yeah, he went to jail for a while too. What is his name?
I have no idea.
Hey, that's tomorrow's conundrum. Name that pervert. It's a brand new game coming up on News Talk. Well, he really was. I mean, I don't know how you do that. That begs So, in scanning media headlines, because what have we heard since the weekend? Trump's going to be indicted Tuesday. He's going to be arrested. And I swear, if you've looked at the January 6th tapes and seen a little bit more than what that stupid committee allowed you to see, you understand that most of the people that were arrested were just escorted into the building. And I think they're trying... what do they think we are? They are getting ready in New York and Washington for riots. And I'm beginning to think that this is what they want. That's not going to happen. That's not how we roll. I don't know how to riot. I wouldn't know how to start a riot.
I don't know how to riot.
I may call, if he gets arrested today, how about if I call you up and say, let's go looting? I mean... This is nuts. This is just totally insane. And I, for one, don't expect it to happen. Meanwhile, market is off to a very optimistic start today.
I think it will happen. I don't think it's happening today.
Okay.
It looks like they want at least one more juror
I think they have another witness coming in, too.
Yeah, the grand jury meets on Mondays and Wednesdays. They do not meet on Tuesdays.
I got to put that Tucker climate clip on Facebook, too, because it is really, really well done. We're at 8:57. Alabama Unfiltered is coming up next. Then Joey and I'll be back at 3 o'clock this afternoon. There's a pleasant aroma in the studio. See this little brown vial?
Ah.
This has 3 cents in it. And I got this at the herb shop. One is peppermint. One is lavender, and the other is orange. And in this bottle are equal parts of each of those. It wasn't expensive at all. It was like a little over $10 to get the three of these scents oils. They're scented oils.
Uh-huh.
And you shake it up real good, and then you put a couple of drops in the palm of your hand, rub it together, and and it cleans out your sinuses. You just feel so alert.
I've smelled it before, yeah.
It's a very, very pleasant smell. It's just one of the things you can do at the herb shop. And you'll notice on the back of the neck, I got my little patch.
Yeah.
Because at the herb shop, Dr. Carl Schmidt has me on LifeWave X39. Now, I urge you to look that up on YouTube. LifeWave X39, watch it, because at the herb shop, their approach is to not only help you with almost any array of conditions, from depression to pain and so forth, diet, but there's a lot of stuff on the market that is anti-aging. That means it can help you mask certain aging processes. Nothing wrong with that. But LifeWave X39 is about reverse aging. Using your stem cells. It's a patch put on, and over the course of a month, you start to feel some very positive, subtle changes, better energy and so forth. Something that I would urge you to consider, and you're going to love the shop. It's a beautiful place.
Yep.
They have all types of special features and services there. Stop by and see the herb shop, Carl Schmidt, our naturopath. You will find them between Jalapenos and Marguerites in the Pepper Tree Plaza.
This is Ryan Turner with Infusion Wellness Center. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 3 years now, and it's a great way to get your name out there and reach the people your business needs to grow and succeed. Highly recommended.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
And I'll see you at 3 after Joey.